Under Armour.
Plethora.
Yeah, just like a.
Okay.
Walk-in closet of.
We're ready to start. Good morning, Mr. Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek. Commissioner Brooks is somewhere within the building being conveniently disposed, but he'll join us as soon as he possibly can. So we have a 9:30 agenda item, meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items. First is an action item to consider notice of intent to award contract for the Animal Shelter Services Project. With that, I'll hand it over to Aaron and go from there. Thank you.
For the record, I'm Director Aaron Williams, Director of Constituent Services here for Canyon County. Today in front of you, we're talking about the recommendation for RFP that we received from the committee. To give some overview, the West Valley Humane Society has provided animal shelter services in Canyon County since 2011. However, over the past years, community members have expressed growing concerns regarding animal health and welfare, veterinary care, as well as shelter operations. In addition to the possibility of WVHS having to close its doors due to insufficient funding has prompted elected officials both at the City of Nampa and Caldwell and Canyon County to issue an RFP. That's why we're here today, request for proposal. In response to the RFP, the county received two proposals, one from Copper Coal Haven and the other from WVHS. Applicants were required to submit a comprehensive packet including a cover letter, table of contents, firm overview, financial reports, relevant experience, similar contract history, customer reference, staffing overview, and a statement of approach. The review committee, consisting of leadership representation and officer representation from the City of Caldwell, City of Nampa, and Canyon County, evaluated both proposals. They met twice, one to go through the grading criteria and have an open discussion around each applicant, and another time to hold in-person interviews separately with each applicant as well to answer any follow-up questions. Out of this grading criteria in the process, Copper Coal Haven received the score 90 out of 100 out of the two applicants. That was the highest score presented. Copper Coal Haven is a new organization that it's recently established, but they do have good roots within the community of Idaho from Nampa, Moscow to Idaho Falls. And the formal recommendation of Copper Coal Haven is to approve Copper Coal Haven as the organization to run the shelter within Canyon County, Idaho. I'll stand for questions.
Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to say thank you, Director Williams. You've put a lot of effort into this. You've been an active part of the meeting with West Valley to try and ferret out some of the issues that the board's identified and met with their leadership. And you've been really responsive on finding someone that can meet the needs and of the community as a whole for what we need for animal shelter services. Mm-hmm. So I have had the opportunity to look at and the scoring sheets for both of them. I guess the first question I have, which maybe is that, are these scoring sheets available to the public in the meeting that we're talking about today or no?
They can be made available, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then one of the things that I thought was a win in there, that the amount allocated by the City of Nampa, the City of Caldwell, and the funding allocation from the county mm-hmm. works with Copper Quill and what they're willing to do, and they are willing to do a fundraising efforts to help augment the services. One of the things that we keep hearing about is the need for low-cost spay and neuter and feral cat services within the county. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like they're well-organized and willing to meet the needs of the county in that respect and the cities that they serve. So great job, Chairman. Thank you. And I am in favor of this recommendation as presented.
I am too. I think that we've done our due diligence. We've made it public. We've requested for any interested parties to submit, and we've done the scoring system, and all of it's been transparent, and I've appreciated that the City of Caldwell, City of Nampa, also participated with Canyon County in this, just as though we were side-by-side equal partners. And so I think it's been a good public process to get to where we are today.
Yep.
And Chairman, I would like the Chief to speak. The board did not participate in the interviews with the two entities that responded to the RFP, but our Chief Operating Officer did, and I think he probably has some feedback for the record.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, what I've got to say is, again, to kind of echo the chairman, is I appreciate the involvement with the City of Nampa and the City of Caldwell in our participation and also their help with RFP and legal draft and add up. The presentations, I think Copper Quill did a really good job on the presentation of what they can bring to the offering of animal sheltering and potential animal control and the adoption, the chipping, the marketing, the campaigning, their fundraising. West Valley, in my opinion, came a little flat because they didn't propose anything new from what we were hearing for years. Ultimately, they'd have to come back for more funding. That just is not in the cards for the three entities involved and potential expansion of animal sheltering. So I think Copper Quill, they earned that score of 90 out of 100. And I'm not sure if we mentioned on the record, but West Valley got a 60 out of 100 on the scoring.
Okay. So, Chairman, today this is the notice of intent to award the contract. And
yes.
Commissioner Brooks is now here.
Mr. Chairman, I reviewed this when Director Williams sent it out, so it's pretty obvious who we need to go with, so I'm in support of moving forward.
So with the intent, just for the public's sake, legal will start the process of negotiating, creating the contract, and so that it's not a done deal till the signatures are signed on the contract. And so this is an important step in the process, but this is not the end of all the process. This is just a step in it. So with that, any other discussions, or I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the notice of intent to award the contract for the Animal Shelter Services Project to Copper Quill Haven. That's Dr. Natasha Laughter, as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Very good. Thanks, Aaron. All right. Our next is an action item to consider Canyon County Sheriff's Office ID 0140000 Equitable Sharing Agreement and Certification Report for fiscal year ending 2025.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners.
Good morning.
So we have here our annual report for FY 2025 regarding the certification of the report and then the renewal for FY 2026. So just a brief summary of the funds. We had a beginning balance of $36,467.39. Funds received were $85,692.40. Other income was $37,324 for a total of $123,016.40. Out of that fund, they spent $109,491.51, which left a balance of $49,992.28.
All right. Just a procedural question.
Yes.
Is there ever a month-to-month balance that could be invested, or do you need availability to the funds on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, the amount of funds that we spend specifically in the City County Narcotics Unit, which is where most of the equitable sharing income comes from, varies from month to month, depending on the cases that we're running and the investigations that we're currently involved in. So that number's pretty hard to put a hard, fast number per month on.
Okay, all right. Make it pretty difficult to
yes
have some money set aside to earn interest. All right. I just have that sector of the populace who's really targeted towards interest income on monies that are seemingly just sitting there. I just wanted it on the record. They aren't able to be planned, and because you don't know what bad person's going to do something and off you go, and you're
that's
spending
right
money on it.
Yep.
Okay.
Chairman.
Thank you.
Yep. Are we in a position of, this is just a report that you're filing with the board, so it's not an approval to carry funds forward, that $49,992.28. Correct? It's just what your balance is after the expenditures for the year.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, that's correct. That is just the balance of that account that
okay
you holds in the Justice Fund.
Thank you. And then my second question on the single audit information on page 2, the independent auditor help me understand what the threshold not met, that checked box means. Kyle Wilmot coming to the table.
Chair and commissioners, while the county did get, the county did receive a federal single audit, the county as a whole, this program here, I don't believe was involved in that from a federal fund standpoint. I think this is all.
Yeah, just let you have it all. Yeah, there you go.
Chairman, maybe what in the receipt of the ARPA funds and CARE funds, there had to be a dollar amount, a threshold that was reached. Maybe that's, I don't want to speak for Kyle, but it's, is it the dollar amount that did not trigger the need for an audit on the receipt or the expenditures?
So while we did receive a single audit, like this program itself did not meet the threshold as being a major program.
Okay.
Federal audit standpoint, the like you just stated, the one program for us that did meet that threshold was the ARPA funding.
Thank you for that feedback. I appreciate it. Those are the questions I had, Chairman. I appreciate you being here to file that report in with commissioners. Lots of great work that's done out of CCNU.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I agree. Thank you. Any other discussion or is there a motion?
Chairman, I move that the board receives and approves the equitable sharing agreement and certification report for fiscal year end 2025 as presented by Captain Talbot. And thank you, Kyle Wilmot. And I'm not sure what your name is, but
Sergeant Bingham.
Thank you, Sergeant Bingham. Okay.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jen.
All right. Next item, action item, consider ordinance amending chapter, we want to do this, yeah, 60, chapter 06, which has been rescheduled, and the same way with the following agenda item, consider summary of ordinance amending chapter 6. They have been scheduled to a later date. Next action item is to consider historic preservation support award agreement with the American Legion Post 18 Napa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chair and commissioners. So what you have before you is a fiscal year 2026 Historic Preservation Grant Award. So you have an agreement for the awarded American Legion Post 18 Napa to conduct a due diligence survey of their historic building. With me here is Chelsea Bame, our historic preservation officer, and she can provide you with maybe a little further background if you request and answer questions, as well as we have legal. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As Mike said, this is a due diligence survey, which is also called a historic building survey. So this is just a, this will have an architect who's skilled in historic preservation. He'll come on and basically look at the building from top to bottom and pinpoint any issues. In the past, a lot of the work that the American Legion has been doing on their building has been kind of piecemeal. So this will very much set a list of priorities for them to make sure that in the future they're doing what needs to be done in a very strategic manner. Yeah.
Okay. And this is the same grant that we've decided to do in our budgetary process. So this is not, this is just following up on the actual details of the actual expenditure.
Yep. And Chairman, to follow up on that, it wasn't, and as always, an interesting presentation of what's deemed worthy of consideration to preserve the history of Canyon County. And we, I thought, did a good job thoughtfully choosing who would be recipients to try and spread that around a little bit. So the American Legion will be receiving $10,400 to do the work that Chelsea's outlined. I appreciate you being here today. If people want more detail, as you've indicated, Chairman, they can go back in the budget process. All that information and documentation is available for review to the public. And I am in favor of approving this support award agreement.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I'd entertain a motion then.
Chairman, I move that the board approves the Canyon County Historic Preservation Support Award Agreement in the amount of $10,400 for the American Legion Post 18 in Nampa, which is a nonprofit organization, as presented.
I second.
I'm a little bit out of form and function, but legal, you have reviewed the agreement.
Yes, Chairman, it's our form standard.
Perfect. All right. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any other business in general that we need to deal with publicly? I know I have a couple items that would require executive session for legal.
I don't have anything else, Chairman. And you want D and F?
D and F. One would be, yes, I need attorney-client privilege. It would be dealing with other public entities.
Okay. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D for records exempt and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session, please. Thank you.
Aye.